19 Amplified Version says, "This hope, that confident assurance that we have as an anchor of the soul, it can't slip, it can't break down under whatever pressure is upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells."
Mm.
So I'm going to sing about that anchor.
Anchor to your soul.
That's right.
That soul. Yeah. When you want to. Jesus.
Okay. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name.
Yes, yes.
As we
yes.
come into your presence this morning.
Let's just stand in the presence of a God Almighty.
Praise you. Almighty. Surrender to him this morning.
Hallelujah.
I have this hope.
Jesus.
As an anchor for my soul.
Jesus.
Through every storm, I will hold to you.
Thank you, Lord.
With endless love. All my fear is swept away. In everything.
Jesus.
I will trust in you.
Hallelujah.
There is hope in the promise of the cross.
Jesus.
You gave everything to save the world you love. And this hope is an anchor to my soul.
Jesus.
Our God will stand unshakable.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amazing, Lord.
Jesus.
We love you, Lord. Unchanging one.
Yes.
You who was and is to come.
Jesus.
Your promise is sure.
Yes, yes.
You will not let go.
Yeah.
speak with Holy Spirit. We're experiencing something.
Amen.
That a lot of people would love to experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace, comfort, joy.
Yeah.
That Kansas has produced, you're saying it, is inspired, if you will.
Yeah.
A lot of folks would love to feel this.
Yeah.
Without the benefit of drugs. You know? But they don't.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
They don't. Mm-hmm. Jesus. It's kind of like say over here is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And over here is God.
Mm-hmm.
Over there is hell. Over here is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Over there is the lie. Over here is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Most people are headed this way.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Most people are headed this way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're not anywhere near there. Times like this, we're way over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Praise the name of God.
We're experiencing that truth.
Amen.
Most people are headed this way. We headed this way.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people, a lot of folks, are real close over here.
Yeah.
We want them to know what peace and joy is over here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. In order for them to know that peace and joy over here,
mm-hmm.
what do they have to do?
Turn.
Turn around.
And turn around. Don't
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And turn around. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what repent means. Change your mind. Just go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said change your mind and go the other way. Some people think it's just changing their mind and not going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to stay where they are.
Also, when you were walking this way, you had your arm backward, like, please somebody. please somebody tell me.
Wow.
Help me.
I didn't even realize that.
Jesus.
Good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Where's our focus?
Masha mm-hmm. Patia.
Where's our focus?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of a fog line?
A fog line.
Okay. I didn't know what it was called, okay? If you ever ride down a two-lane street, all right, especially in the country,
uh-huh.
there's a line in the middle. Sometimes it's dashed and sometimes it's yellow and all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. then they also have a line on the right-hand side mm-hmm. near the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Just a straight white line, right?
Uh-huh.
That's called the fog line.
Yes.
Okay,
that's called the fog line. Now, I was reading up on this because... And I wondered, what's the purpose of the line? What's the purpose of the fog line, if you will? I didn't know it was called a fog line. Look it up. And it's something that you can look on when it's foggy
mm-hmm.
and know where the road is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Know where the road is.
My God.
Well, I heard it explained to me many years ago when I was a young boy a different way. All right? And it was this way. All right? When you're driving at night, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's very dark,
mm-hmm.
you're out in the country,
uh-huh.
all right, there's no street lights or anything,
Jesus.
There's no ambient light, mm-hmm. you're driving in the dark, all you got is your headlights, and here comes a car down the other way, it's a two-lane road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your eyes are out to be drawn toward that other car,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to hit it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you're kind of watching to make sure, you know, first off, you can look and see, is that a car or is that a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a car with only one headlight? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to know that you're going to miss that car, right? So they put that line on the right side there.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does, there's a couple of things. If you look at that line as you drive and don't look at the car coming, all right, you won't be blinded. Because if you look at that car, those headlights, you'll get blinded. Mm-hmm. And you won't be able to see. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what that's like. Mm-hmm. So but if you look at that line, the light coming in won't hit your retinas and blind you. Uh-huh. Okay, you can see that line and gauge where you are in relation to that line. You'll stay far enough over that, you know, you'll miss the other car.
Yeah.
Amen.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. So that other car's coming, even if he's got his brights on, especially if he's got his brights on, actually, you know, because bright lights will really blind you. You keep your focus on that line and keep close to it. Don't go over it. Mm-hmm. You know, keep close to it, and you'll miss that other car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, though, is they discovered something. Have you ever seen anybody or had this happen to you? They bump into you, or you bump into them, and first thing they hear is what? Why don't you look where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you look where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
You got eyes in front of your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
So look where you're going. Right? You've heard that. Everybody's heard that, right? Well, in truth, that's actually the way it works.
Yeah.
We tend to go where we're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only occasionally that we might get distracted and keep walking in the same direction, you know, and bump into somebody.
Yeah.
But most of the time, we will go where we're looking. Mm-hmm. All right? That's just a natural tendency. But when I teach my kids to drive, okay, when I teach them to drive, I say, now look, always look where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always look where you want to go. If you're backing up, you need to look where you want to go. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Look where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving down the road, well, what about all this other stuff? I said, you glance.
Mm-hmm.
You glance in your rear view mirrors, okay? You glance at a sign, but you look where you're going.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay? You look where you're going, you glance otherwise, right? And you glance, but you don't let that draw your attention, you know?
Yeah.
Because you tend to go where you're looking.
Amen.
So that's why you want to look at that white line and not look at that car. Because if you're looking at that car, you'll find yourself kind of drifting over there because there's a tendency inside you to go where you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just look where you're going, but go where you're looking. Right? So there's that tendency within us. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is when you find someone who's walking in this direction, it's not enough to say, stop sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mary said, it's not enough to just stop sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Well, guess what? I'm going to tend to go where I'm looking, aren't I?
Yeah.
I may not be consciously aware of it, but I'm going to go where I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important for me to
turn
around.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around and look toward God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Get your focus there. Amen.
Get the focus there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Going may be slow to begin with. All right. You're still far this away, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not way over there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're still far, but you're looking in the right direction.
Yeah.
And not only that, Jesus said, when you draw near to me, I draw near to you.
Mm-hmm.
There
he come
that's
that
true.
Way too. You coming and he coming, right. You know. I mean, mm-hmm. That's powerful.
That is. It is. It is very powerful. And you'll find some people, when they become Christians, boom, huge change in their life. They're closer to God than a lot of folks sitting in church pews, you know? I mean, it's like they're praising God, they're jumping around,
exactly.
And they're happy, they're telling everybody they know about God. And that is the way to go, really.
Yeah.
That is the way to go. Just be so excited that you're running in this direction.
Yeah.
That you're running. You're passing a lot of folks, you know, that ought to be even closer than you.
Yeah.
You see. So, I want to share that with you.
You know, David said, he's writing, he said, I have surpassed my teachers because I meditate on what they teach me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't meditate, but I keep a deep focus on what they teach me. He said, I've surpassed my teachers. Mm-hmm.
Satan is going to throw down a lot of snares in our way. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's going to throw down a lot of snares. You just keep your focus on God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it.
Once he knows that you're totally committed to God, all right, and he's not going to get you back to hell, all he can do is try to cut down on your effectiveness in the kingdom. You see, that's what he wants to do. If I can just cut down your effectiveness in the kingdom, that'll be better. So what he does is he tries to distract you. Distract you. I got distracted this week. And it cost me. It cost me. You know, this is a literal distraction. I mean, I was driving down the road, okay? All right? I was going to pick up my daughter from the airport, and I'm driving along in the car, and I'm going on I-59. I'm going north on I-59, going east. And I'm passing the Arkadelphia exit, you know, and I'm looking over there, and there's this big old line of cars that want to go and get on Arkadelphia and go up the old 78, you know?
Yeah.
Now, this is late at night. This is like 11 o'clock at night, okay? And this is on a Thursday night. It's not even on a... This is a Thursday, or no, it's Friday night, I guess, Friday night. Friday night, 11 o'clock, why would all these people be going up the old 78? What's up there? It's going to draw them at 11 o'clock at night. I couldn't understand it, right? I mean, they were back way up, almost to the malfunction junction. That was just a line of cars, you know, waiting to get off, and I'm going, that doesn't make any sense, you know? I mean, if you had to go anything, you could just go up 65 and take 22, and it's a whole lot quicker, but what's in Forestdale? What do these people want to go that way for? 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
So I was intrigued by this, and so I look over there. I don't glance like I told my kids. I don't glance like I told my kids. I looked. I looked. I shouldn't have, but I looked. And suddenly, clunk! All right, there was something in the road I didn't see because I wasn't looking. I ran over it, tore up the tire, up having to pull over and change the tire myself and all that kind of stuff. It was a mess, okay? And had to get my son to go and get my daughter because I'm trying to get my car fixed, you know. So anyway, it was just a mess, but, you know, it like, I should have done what I tell my kids to do.
But you know, Ray, they said many accidents are caused from people looking at accidents.
Yeah.
They don't glance, you know. Exactly. They just look way over there and see what's going on over there.
So my curiosity got the best of me. And I didn't learn anything. I still don't know why those people were lined up to go up, you know, that way. These days I'm going to go down, take the exit, come back and get in line with them and just see where they go, you know. But anyway, the important thing that I found was, you know, you got to keep looking where you're going.
Amen.
You got to stay focused. And when Satan comes and tries to distract you and tries to get you to look over here, or look over there. You need to stay focused.
You know, that's what happened to Peter when he was coming to Jesus. He started off real good. He was just only at an arm length. And he got distracted by the... I mean, he's a fisherman. He fished a lot. You know, you wouldn't like you and I that don't fish, that's not used to the water. And he looked over there at the waves and he began to sing.
Yeah.
You know, a fisherman. Somebody that was highly skilled on the thing about that distraction to come, you know.
We can walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
Now that doesn't sound that doesn't sound like it makes good sense, does it? But we can walk on water. Peter doesn't have anything on us.
Mm-hmm.
Peter doesn't have anything on us. Right? Peter didn't have the Holy Spirit. He had Jesus. Jesus outside the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But he had faith.
Yeah.
If you tell me to come to you, I can come. If you give me the command, if I am anointed,
yeah.
If you anoint me, if you give me the command,
yeah.
I can walk on water.
Yeah.
Come.
I can do anything, right?
With one word, come.
With God, nothing is impossible.
That's right.
He didn't say, Peter, put your foot, right foot out and put your left foot out and hold your hands like this. And he just said one word, come.
But yep. It was Jesus telling him to do it.
Yeah, I'm just
what
saying.
What if Jesus hadn't told him to come if he had sunk?
What did you say, Mary?
I wonder if Jesus hadn't told him to come.
Now he wouldn't have gotten out of the boat.
That's what I mean. We had to say, I'm going to walk in water and get out there and walk on water. You don't have the faith. You don't have the
some
God
some
faith.
Some children did that and they didn't have the faith.
No, you don't have the God.
And they drowned. What we're saying is Jesus told him to come, and he had enough faith to get out the boat and come because Jesus told him to come.
Yeah.
One word, come. Jesus didn't try to tell him, now you put your left foot out and you put your right foot out. Go steady, come.
So maybe we as a body of believers are too involved in saying every word we're supposed to say in every situation and cover every detail about instead of just a simple prayer faith.
Just a simple prayer.
I'm not saying there's not a place for that big prayer
right.
If God's leading you. I'm just saying maybe we get so caught up, well, I got to say this, I got to do this, I got to lay hands here, I got to do this, I got to pray this. Because sometimes it's just a simple...
Peace be still.
Right, just a simple faith.
See, Peter didn't have anything on us. We say, well, Peter was right there with Jesus, right?
Well, he's inside us.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly it.
That's exactly right.
We got the Holy Spirit right here inside us.
But you know what, Ray? You know, when Jesus told the disciples and Peter them that he was going to leave and he was going to, they cried, they hooped, they hollered, they put on a show. At the day of Pentecost, you don't hear them saying no more. Boy, I wish Jesus was here.
Yeah.
They were saying, Holy Spirit, what you say?
Yeah.
Hey, look on me. You know, it was a different change in those.
That's right.
When they recognized and they realized what they had. But they didn't want Jesus to go. Peter said, no, you ain't got to go. You ain't got to go. You're going to stay right here with us. You've been here with us. We have seen you. We don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. We don't know what he'll do. We don't know if he'll do everything like you've done for us. You know, they didn't know what to expect when they got the Holy Ghost. You know, he told them, well, you're going to be a comforter. He's going to do what I did. You know, he's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. But then that had to be trust because they knew what Jesus was all about. They saw how he healed and every time they cried, he was there, you know. Everything they asked, he was, you know, right there. But they didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost.
You know, you're right. It was kind of like Gideon. You know,
yeah.
The angel came to Gideon and said, you know, raise his eyes up, O mighty men of valor. You know, the Lord is with you. And Gideon said, what does that mean?
I mean, he starts showing
that's not
his
exact words. But,
wait a minute.
He said,
God is with us.
Yeah.
You realize what's happening.
Really, he said, what does that mean? He said, look, we had, where is all the miracles that
yeah,
we hear
that
about?
We heard.
That Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the things that happened before.
Yeah, where are all the miracles?
Where are all the miracles?
Open
Moses bringing
sea.
Us out of Egypt and Joshua and all. So we haven't seen any miracles.
We ain't seen nothing like that.
All we've seen is getting beat up by the Philistines and all the other guys, you know. You know? And he had to be convinced of what that meant.
Yeah.
God is with me. But when he found out what that meant,
amen.
You see, that God being with him, it didn't matter. Fleece, wet or dry, it didn't matter. God's with me.
Amen.
I can do anything.
God is with me.
It didn't matter that I only got 300 guys to go up against the thousands. Because God is with me.
God is with me.
And that's what Peter had to understand. It doesn't matter. If Jesus is on my side, it doesn't matter about the storm.
That's
I can
right.
walk.
Oh,
it doesn't
good.
Matter. Okay? And that's what we need to understand.
And what is our problem?
That we got the Holy Spirit right here with us all the time. He says, I will never leave you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
I am with you. Behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay?
Faithful.
So what is it that we can't do?
Do all things.
I can do all things through
Christ.
Who
strengthens me.
Strengthens me. He doesn't make us weak. He strengthens us.
Amen.
And when he speaks, the format is in the instruction. Whatever you need is in the instruction. Mm-hmm. If you act on it, it works.
Amen.
Just have faith.
Put your faith in. Amen.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this thing up, and we thank God for showing up.
Amen.
Thank
because
you.
Because we didn't have to come here and ask him to come down.
Mm.
We didn't ask him to come, Lord Jesus. We're here.
Yeah.
And he's here with us.
That's right.
Amen.
We just need to focus on him.
Amen.
And I think.
We just got to.
Thank Candace for getting us to really focus on that. Yeah. Amen. That's good.
Beautiful
that's
song.
Inspiration. Inspiration. And thank you, Thurston. You know, tell me what the anointing
really
is. Doing the will of God. And
good.
Doing it with boldness. Doing it with confidence.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you so much. We rejoice in you. We confidently walk in your ways. We focus ourselves upon you.
Jesus.
And Father, we ask you to help us to teach others that their problems can get so much smaller if they will focus on you.
Jesus.
Just focus on you.
Jesus.
Thank you for that, Father. Bless our gathering today. Bless this food. Thank you. Bless the hands that prepared it and everything. Father, we thank you so much for all this.
Thank you.
You are a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I made a breakfast salad.